This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1696. Three Things People Don't Get About Me as an Introvert by Janet Anthony with introvertdear.com. Hello, everybody, and thanks for tuning in once again to Optimal Relationships Daily, where I, Greg Audino, read to you each day from a lot of different blog posts, all of which cover different facets of relationships and how to improve them. And today's reading comes from Introvert Dear, a website with no shortage of content, all of which is about the introvert experience, and most often how they can be better understood, particularly in relationships. So let's get the ball rolling with this one as we optimize your life. Three Things People Don't Get About Me as an Introvert by Janet Anthony with introvertdear.com. Have you ever done or said something, and the people around you looked at you like you were an alien from Mars? If you're an introvert, this sort of thing probably happens to you all the time. You may have even gotten used to it because it happens so much. Personally, I have been misunderstood in tons of situations. It began in high school, when I didn't want to stay out late partying like my friends. Some of them said I was poor at dancing, and felt hurt seeing everyone jumping around having the time of their lives. All I wanted was to sit on the sidelines and watch them enjoy the party their way. But none of them understood. To them, it was unintelligible rocket science that they couldn't fathom. Here are three more ways that I felt misunderstood as an introvert. Can you relate? Number one, my introversion is mistaken for shyness. I've been mistaken as being shy for as long as I can remember. I don't know why people think of me as being shy, but it makes me feel like the black sheep of my family. What they fail to understand is that just because I'm not as outgoing as them, I'm not really shy, per se. According to Susan Cain, author of Quiet, quote, "Shyness is the fear of negative judgment, and introversion is a preference for quiet, minimally stimulating environments," end quote. In other words, if you're extremely self-conscious and worry excessively about others judging you, you might be shy. But if you stay home alone on a Friday night simply because you prefer calm and quiet, you're an introvert. Number two, my need for solitude is considered unsociable. In the current world we're living in, the extrovert's way is continually praised. Introverts, who tend to keep to themselves, may be seen as poor at socializing and are considered lonely freaks. Unlike what most people think, I actually like being in the midst of people exchanging helpful ideas. But rather than going to a big social event, I prefer having quality, close friends. I can be a loner, yes, but I do like having people around once in a while. Likewise, the idea that introverts can't work with other people or in groups is totally wrong. More than once, people have told me that I work best alone, and I'm better off that way. To some extent, this might be true, but again, thinking that I'm poor at teamwork is wrong. It is true that I have a tendency to be quiet in large groups, but I do speak a lot in small ones. In fact, being an introvert, I can help guide my group to think more deeply about what we're doing. Don't be surprised when I tell you that many successful people, such as Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and Steve Wozniak, have been classified as introverts. And number three, my quietness is seen as a dislike of talking. Perhaps the biggest misconception about me is that I don't like talking. But that's what this belief is, a misconception. I personally love talking to people. But not always. This is the key word here. Unlike extroverts who always seem to be jovial, I tend to be more reserved. I do more listening than talking, which is one characteristic you'll find in most, if not all, introverts. We usually only talk when it's absolutely necessary to do so. Unless we have some really important stuff to say, we prefer not to speak. We may be especially quiet in large crowds and around strange faces. However, we engage in pretty awesome conversations when we feel comfortable around people, especially when we get to talk about those peculiar topics that we love. Likewise, some people would ask, what about public speaking? I would honestly inform you that we introverts make great speakers. To begin with, we prepare adequately before compiling our projects. I personally take a lot of time observing, listening, and noticing what's happening around me. We introverts may shock others with our quality content and amazing presentations. I highly suggest that any extroverts listening to this, take some time to understand introversion before judging us. This may be especially hard in workplaces, where we interact with many different personalities and we're expected to all get along. But it's possible for both introverts and extroverts to mingle and work together in a peaceful environment. All we have to do is learn about other people's personalities and take them as they are. You just listened to the post titled, Three Things People Don't Get About Me as an Introvert, by Janet Anthony with introvertdear.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And thanks a lot to Janet for this post today. It's really important to check in with introvert dear like this, as the attributes many introverts possess are seemingly antithetical to relationship building, but they're really not. And I think that's a lot of what Janet was saying today. Introversion, both how strongly one might identify as an introvert and how the traits of an introvert affect their relationships, is a gradient. What this all boils down to is getting to know ourselves and our partners and committing to learning what we bring to the relationship's table. We needn't segregate ourselves or our attributes, because when we do, it's easy for introverts and extroverts alike to feel misunderstood, and we really don't get a chance to know people and develop relationships as strongly as we could. So, for a moment, I might ask you to forget about labels like introversion and extroversion, and instead consider each person, each trait, individually. Take the time to learn where they come from, how they thrive, and how to best integrate with them. That's all for today, though, everyone. As always, I thank you for being here, and I appreciate you tuning in. Be sure to share this show with someone who you think might like it. And don't forget that each Sunday, we share a weekly bonus episode with you, too. And that is live now as well. So check your feed, tune in for that one, and I'll see you over there, where your optimal life awaits.